This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's defense minister shared footage on Wednesday of soldiers test riding German-supplied Marder armored vehicles. Germany announced in early January that it would send 40 Marder armored personal carriers to Ukraine, doing so in joint announcement with the United States, which pledged 50 Bradley armored vehicles. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog's chief arrived Wednesday at Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia power plant in a rare visit to Europe's largest nuclear facility, which is currently held by Moscow's forces, all of this according to Kyiv. The Ukrainian nuclear power operator announced on social media that Rafael Grossi arrived at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, his second visit as head of the IAEA since it was occupied by Russians. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Wednesday all illegal sanctions against Iran must be lifted following a meeting with his Iranian counterpart in Moscow. Speaking at a joint news conference with Iran's foreign minister, Lavrov said, quote, "The world is still waiting for the United States to return to its obligations under the nuclear deal," end quote.
It is so decided.
The United Nations General Assembly voted on Wednesday to pass a resolution asking the world's top court to define the obligations of states to combat climate change. This is a legal opinion that could drive countries to take stronger measures and clarify international law. The historic resolution, seeking an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice, made it to the UN General Assembly after a four-year campaign led by the Republic of Vanuatu, and was passed with a consensus vote. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris announced Wednesday $1 billion in public and private financing for programs focused on economic empowerment of women as she wraps up a visit to Ghana. The funding will support expanding access to digital services, job training, and support for entrepreneurs, her office said. On Tuesday, Harris praised African innovation as she delivered a speech to thousands of young people in Ghana. A long-contested murder conviction in the U.S. state of Maryland that had been overturned has been reinstated, the AP's Ben Thomas reports.
A Maryland appellate court has reinstated the conviction and ordered a new hearing in the case of Adnan Syed over the murder of Haemin Lee, his high school ex-girlfriend. The case and Syed's legal odyssey was chronicled in the hit podcast Serial. In a 2-1 decision, the appellate court of Maryland ruled a lower court failed to give sufficient notice to the victim's family when it scheduled the September hearing that vacated Syed's conviction. However, he will not be taken back into custody. The court's order does not go into effect for 60 days, allowing the parties time to decide on next moves. I'm Ben Thomas.
A hearty cheer from the crowd as King Charles III arrived in Berlin Wednesday for his first foreign trip as Britain's monarch. Charles and Camilla, the Queen consort, arrived in Berlin in the early afternoon. They were greeted by the German president at the Brandenburg Gate. On his trip to Germany, the king faces the first big test of whether he can be an effective conduit for the soft power the House of Windsor has traditionally wielded, helping Britain purse its geopolitical goals through the glitz and glamour of a 1,000-year-old monarchy.
You swear that you will well and truly serve His Majesty King Charles in the office of First Minister of the Scottish Government.
Humza Yousaf was confirmed as First Minister of Scotland on Tuesday, becoming the first person of color to head the Scottish Government and the first Muslim national leader in any Western democracy. The milestone comes 5 months after the UK got its first Hindu leader in Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Scotland is part of the United Kingdom but has a semi-autonomous government with broad power in areas including health and education. Lawmakers in the Edinburgh-based Scottish Parliament voted to confirm the 37-year-old as First Minister one day after he was elected leader of the governing Scottish National Party. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.